The following program is a presentation of the Options Insider Radio Network. For more programs, visit www.theoptionsinsider.com or search for Options Insider Radio in iTunes.
Radio program that helps teach you options trading inside and out, basic to complex. This is Options Boot Camp, brought to you by SoGo Trade, an extraordinary value in online trading. Why pay more for the same trade when SoGo Trade can deliver for less? Options commissions are just $5 per ticket and 50 cents per contract, and just $3 for stock and ETF trades. Open a new account today and receive 100 free trades. Visit www.sogotrade.com to learn more about all our free trading tools, educational resources, and other resources available to you to enhance your trading experience. Remember, options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. For more information, please read the characteristics and risks of standardized options available at www.sogotrade.com. Now, let's get you into peak options trading shape. Here are your Options Bootcamp Drill Instructors, Mark Longo, Dan Passarelli, and John Critchley.
All right, and welcome back to Options Bootcamp. It's been quite a while, but we're back and ready to do some options drills and some options training. This is, of course, the show where we bring in raw options recruits, and then we break you of your bad trading habits and your trading misconceptions, and then we slowly rebuild you into seasoned options veterans. My name is Mark Longo from the OptionsInsider.com as well as the Options Insider Radio Network. We've been on a bit of a hiatus here on the old Options Bootcamp, but we're ready to go. We're excited to be back, and I am joined here on the old training ground by my fellow drill instructor, whistle and hat in hand, one Dan Passarelli, the major domo over there at Market Taker Mentoring. Dan, welcome back to you as well, sir.
Hey, it is great to be here, of course, as always, Mark, and boy, oh boy, I am ready to get back in the saddle here, baby.
Yeah, it's about time. You know, we've rested up. We've had a nice little vacation. We've taken this time off to do a few tweaks and a few fun upgrades to the show. So maybe it's time to dive into some of those and let some of our listeners know exactly what we've been up to behind the scenes. We've got some new partners here on board helping us bring you all of this great free options educational content. So why don't we take a few seconds here and dive into the old roll call segment, and we can see exactly what changes we've made and who we're bringing onto the show to help you and me, Dan, break down these raw options recruits.
Roll call! You boots listen up while today's guest speakers are announced.
Yes, sir!
All right, that fife and drum means it's time for the roll call segment. This is typically where Dan and I welcome a guest onto the program to pick their brains about the world of options trading and options education, but we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're actually going to take some time to meet our new drill instructor here on the old program. So I want to welcome John Critchley. He is the Senior Options Specialist over there at SoGo Trade. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me. First, let me say that myself and the SoGo Trade team are excited to be a part of this option podcast and very much look forward to the partnership with the unquestioned leading options website, theoptionsinsider.com. We here at SoGo Trade believe very strongly in the importance of educating our customers, and this audio podcast is another avenue that allows us to accomplish the goal of making the world of options easier to understand for all retail customers.
Now, John, what we like to do here on the old network when we bring someone on for the first time is give you an opportunity to tell our listeners a little bit about your background, particularly as it pertains to options. I know you've been in the options biz for quite a while, so why don't you regale our listeners with some of your recent history here in the old options market?
Sure. Thanks, Mark. I had the opportunity to find my junior year at Dartmouth College to have an internship as a clerk on the Florida American Stock Exchange. This is when I really caught the options bug. Following graduation, I started full-time as a clerk with one of the options specialist firms that made marketing options. After clerking for about a year and a half, I secured my trading badge and began to trade options as a market maker for this firm. In 1995, I branched out on my own and started my own trading firm. I traded for my own firm and my own account on the Amex 4 for about 13 years. I made and traded two-sided markets in listed single stock and index options. The equity options included Apple, Intel, Amgen, and numerous takeover and special situation events, including the IBM Lotus takeover, the America Online Time Warner takeover, just to mention a few. In 2009, I hung up my trading boots and joined SogoTrade full-time as their senior options specialist. Initially, I concentrated within the IT division. I worked with our developers and programmers to oversee the creation of our new state-of-the-art option platform. I also managed the QA testing for both the new option platform and all our equity platforms. I oversaw the entire life cycle of these projects, from business analysis to product specs and ultimately the project launch. After the option platform was rolled out in 2010, I migrated into a new role on the business side of SogoTrade. I now oversee the whole option division and everything that entails. This includes monitoring customer activity, reconciling customer option margin issues, expiration day risk management, and other day-to-day operational functions. I have also taken over the management of all the QA testing for the SogoTrade platforms. I've created an educational program for our management team and our customer service reps to cover any option-related developments. When I do find a little time, I also write option articles for online sites, including just recently, my favorite site, theoptioninsider.com.
Well, we appreciate the plug there, John. We appreciate all of the articles and all the love you guys give us on a regular basis here at the Options Insider. You made a lot of great points. I know must have been fantastic trading Apple back when it was $2 a share. Must have been an options beast back then. And of course, the other point about expiration being every Friday these days. A lot of things have changed over the past 15 or so years since you dove into the options market. But of course, there's plenty of time to dive into all of that stuff on the coming programs here on the old Options Bootcamp. I think before we close up the old roll call segment here, you know, I mentioned SogoTrade. You mentioned SogoTrade. I'd imagine for a lot of our listeners, that might be a new name for them. So why don't you take a couple seconds too before we close out here just to give our listeners an overview of really what Sogo is and what you guys do over there that makes you relatively distinctive amongst other options brokerage firms.
Let me introduce SogoTrade to our listeners out there who aren't familiar with us. SogoTrade.com, a division of Wang Investments, is one of the pioneers in deep discount online trading, offering option trades for a $5 ticket charge plus 50 cents a contract and equity trades for only $3. Started as a retail equity trading platform in 2006, SogoTrade introduced options trading in the fall of 2010. The options platform was built by option traders, including myself, with powerful online trading tools designed with the specific needs of the retail online trader. What makes SogoTrade so different? We offer a wide variety of valuable free trading tools at a fraction of the cost of most other online trading firms. SogoTrade offers streaming equity and option quotes, configurable option chains, dedicated preset option strategies, advanced order types, many trading tools, including P&L calculators, probability calculators, option calculators, risk charts, and much more. We also have lots of exciting new features in the pipeline that are going to be rolled out in the near future for our option customers. We are particularly excited about our new application-based options platform called Power Options. Right now, Power Options is in beta testing and should be ready for our customers in the next month. This application-based platform will allow for faster executions and increased platform reliability than other platforms that are only web-based. We are also in the process of creating an option-specific hotline, which will allow our customers to get direct access to our dedicated option specialists. Our slogan is, pay less and expect more. And every day, we live up to this slogan by offering all these trading tools, educational resources, and excellent customer service at a superior price to all competitors.
You know, Dan and I have discussed that many times on the show in the past, just how much that online retail landscape has evolved over the past, you know, 5 or 10 years, certainly over the past 5 years particularly, and how aggressive the functionality has become on the retail brokerage side, where these retail customers, even the relatively new to options listeners like we have on this show today, can access some really professional grade tools for commission rates that are pretty darn near rock bottom. So it is impressive how much that retail landscape has changed, and we're certainly happy to be partnering with you guys over at SogoTrade to bring back Options Boot Camp and bring it back from hiatus and really be able to provide our listeners with a lot of great free educational content. Speaking of educational content, it's time to dive right in. So Dan and John, put your hats on, get your whistles ready, because it's time for basic training.
All right, Boot, it's time to get line. What you're going to do is learn. You're going to learn how options work. Do you hear me? You're going to learn options trading inside and out, basic to complex. There will be no failures, do you hear me?
Yes, sir!
Haul in, prepare to learn.
Yes, sir!
All right, and welcome to Basic Training. This is, of course, the portion of the show where we introduce some options concepts for you, the raw options recruit, and then help walk you through them to provide you with some interesting new ideas or perhaps just an introduction to the world of options. All right, and because this is our first show back from hiatus, and because we've tweaked and upgraded the show a bit since the last time you heard it, and also because we're being joined by so many new listeners out there for this, our first show back, we decided this was a good time to really review some of the concepts we've hit on in earlier shows, in particular the basic options concepts that we discussed in those first couple of shows, because we've received a lot of feedback from our listeners. And like I said, we have a lot of newcomers coming to the show today, and we want to make sure we don't overwhelm you with some of these topics, because quite frankly, you can never really explain this stuff too much or really be too familiar with the basic options concepts. And so we're going to do a quick run through of some of our greatest hits here, and then we can dive into some more detail a little bit later. So quick run through again of what we're talking about here. Of course, we're talking about options. They are indeed the right, but important, not the obligation to buy or sell a particular underlying at a particular price by a particular date. And that last part is particularly important, that particular date part, because a lot of people coming to options for the first time from the world of stocks are not accustomed to having an expiration date. That makes the successful trading of options a little bit trickier, a little bit more difficult. And we'll get into that time factor in just a second. I wanted to lay that out for you as to think about as you're listening to this show. But before we even get into that time portion of options, which is so important and so critical, we should really step back a bit and really make that overall case for options again. Like we said, if you're coming to this show for the first time and you're wondering, why should I really trade options? What benefits do they offer me versus, let's say, just trading a stock by itself? There are certainly a lot of aspects of options that are certainly preferable to trading equities by themselves. Dan, I can hear you chomping at the bit over there, so maybe this is the perfect opportunity to let you bust out your whistle and your hat and give our listeners essentially your case for options, why they should be interested in learning more about options.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, isn't it because you can just get rich so quick, Mark? Isn't that why?
Yeah, you know, you back up the Porsche or perhaps the Maserati to the house as soon as you start trading them. I think SoGo Trade even offers that, free Maserati with every account, correct? And compliance, don't hold me to that.
Right. No, but, you know, to that point, a lot of people get into options for the wrong reasons. Options, in my opinion, are the best trading vehicle out there, but you know, they're not a magic bullet. They have strengths over simple, pure, what I call linear investments like stocks or maybe futures, where it's just kind of up or down, because they have built-in protection, they have built-in leverage, they've got other things that you can trade that maybe you'd never really realized you could trade, like taking a position purely in volatility, or taking a position in the time factor involved in options. So here's the thing. With options, the most basic premise that you need to understand is that when you buy an option, the most you can lose is what you pay for it, but you can have potentially unlimited profit potential. So what is that? In a nutshell, it's both protection and leverage all packaged into one little trading vehicle. Say, for example, you want to buy a $50 stock. You want to buy 100 shares. Well, you can pay $5,000 and kind of know how that works. Stock goes up, you make money. Stock goes down, you lose money. It's all fine and good. But there's an alternative. There's simply going out there and buying a call. Maybe you can buy a call, which gives you the right to buy that stock. But if you buy the call, it only costs you, say, $2 a share. $200 instead of $5,000. What's the most you can lose there? $200. It's like a built-in insurance policy. And if the underlying stock does in fact rise like you think it is, you can enjoy profits similarly as if you own the stock. So, Mark, that's why I think that options are the best trading vehicle out there, because you've got the protection, you've got the leverage, and you've got some versatility in other characteristics of the vehicle that you can trade outside of purely just direction.
You know, Dan, we obviously now have three market makers here on the old show, so we're obviously a wee bit biased toward options as our preferred trading vehicle. But I'm curious to hear also from John and what he thinks on this, because as the options specialist over at SoGo, he's obviously holding a lot of hands on a daily basis and fielding a lot of those calls of people calling up SoGo and probably asking a question very similar to this. Why options? Why should I be interested in options? So, John, when you get that call over there at SoGo, what is your typical answer?
Sure. Why options? That's a million-dollar question that we get asked all the time. And the beauty of options is they're tremendously flexible. You can trade directional, non-directional. You can set your own timetable. You can set your risk reward and the probability of success based on your personal risk tolerance. What I always tell my customers is that options are, in my opinion, one of the most innovative and important investing instruments that have been created by the investment community in decades. But the options are also widely misperceived and certainly misunderstood by some in the public at large. There is this unfounded myth held by some that options are risky, derivative instruments that are to be avoided at all costs. The big D word, derivatives, has become a pejorative word these days since the housing bust and the 2008 banking crisis. And equity index options somehow have been unfairly tarnished by the broad brush of this derivative word of stigma. Derivative, as we all know, simply means derived from. Yes, options are derived from underlying instrument, either an equity, index, commodity, or some other instrument, but they are not inherently more risky than owning that underlying instrument. In fact, as Dan and Mark have said before, if used correctly, options can be a risk reducer. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. And it's one thing I really, really stress to my customers. Use options, learn about them, use them to your advantage. Do not be scared of them. You know, you want to embrace options, not run away from them.
You know, it's funny, Dan and I, precisely for that reason you mentioned, have stayed away from the D word, the derivatives word, because it is essentially a pejorative now, and it is has such a negative connotation in the mind of the investing public that if we were to tell them out there, hey, this is our derivatives trading training show, people would run screaming for the hills, and they just think we were introducing all this risk to their portfolios. But as you know, you just said, and as we've said many times on this show in the past, and in fact many times on the optionsinsider.com and on the Options Insider Radio Network, that when they're implemented properly, options are risk mitigating tools, not risk additive tools. And so that's really what we try to stress here on this program, the proper implementation of options. And you know, Dan, as I was listening to some of our earlier programs to prepare for this return of Options Bootcamp, our triumphant return, I was listening to some of the concepts we hit on in those earlier shows. And by all means, listeners, if you are not familiar with options, we've done so many shows already, it's difficult for us to hit all those concepts again. I encourage you to go back into the feed, download episodes 1 through 6. You can find them on the optionsinsider.com. You can find them in iTunes. You can find them on stitcher.com. You can find them on markettaker.com, as well as you'll be able to find them very shortly on SogoTrade.com. But one of the concepts that I thought, Dan, we kind of skipped over in our rush to get to everything in those early episodes and maybe could hit on a little bit more is an important one, and one we kind of forget about because it's so ingrained to us, but to newcomers it's very confusing, and that is the multiplier. And you know, the very, very important concept of what that is and how that works. So Dan, why don't you run our listeners through what the typical equity option multiplier is, what that means, and what that means when you're trading options?
Sure. Yeah. You know, when people first start trading options, you log into an option platform for the first time and you look at an option chain, and the first thing you say is, holy crap, what are all these numbers? You know, and once you start looking at the bids and the offers of each individual option, it might take a little bit to sink in exactly what you're looking at. So let's kind of go back to what I was saying before about, okay, there's a $50 stock, and maybe you're considering maybe buying as an alternative to the stock the 50 strike calls. And you notice that you can buy them on the offer at 2. 2.00 is what the screen would say. Well, what is that? Well, here's what it is. For an equity option, it's $2 per share. When you look at buying a stock, it says, okay, I can buy it for $50. Well, we know that's $50 for every share I buy. And conventionally, you buy stock in round lots of 100 shares. Options are set up based on that same premise. Every option represents the rights on 100 shares of the underlying stock. So it's all, you know, one contract is one round lot of 100. So if I buy one call for $2, that's $200 of actual cash, because it's $2 for every one share, and it's the rights on 100 shares. So, you know, it might take a little bit getting used to that. Now, that's how it is for equity options, which includes ETFs as well. Index options, for all intents and purposes, it's the same thing. If I see $2 on the offer of an index option, well, that's $200 of cash also. But because of how the exercise process works, when you exercise one of those index calls, you don't actually buy any underlying shares. It turns into cash. It's called a cash multiplier because they're cash settled.
You know, that's a good point. For the purposes of this show, I think the bulk of the products that our listeners will encounter will be equity options and ETF options that will all have that relatively standard and commonplace 100 multiplier now. So that'll be pretty much our working multiplier for most of our examples and most of our discussion topics going forward. Once in a while, maybe we'll throw in an index multiplier of 250 just to throw them a little bit and then to show them what else is out there. But for the most part, yes, listeners, most of the options products that you see out there will be listed on that multiplier of 100. So be sure when you're thinking of how much it costs to actually buy an option or how much you're going to receive when you actually sell an option, you multiply that price by the 100 multiplier of that option, hence the name multiplier. John, I'm sure when you're dealing with a lot of these newcomers to the option space over at Sogo, you probably have to walk them through that multiplier a little bit so they can really understand how much they're putting out for a particular trade.
Yes, and one thing I wanted to add was that, as Dan pointed out, there's a multiplier, and one contract equals 100 shares. Now, every expiration, which is every Friday now, we get customers that call up and say, my option is deep in the money. I'm just going to let it, I'm just going to take control of the, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to take control of the stock. And we have to explain to them, no, sir, you own a Google option, and that $600 stock.
Yeah, you have to mortgage your house.
So yeah. That's where Dan was mentioning the multiplier. You know, one contract is 100 shares, and that issue arises every single expiration. We just keep telling our customers that you need to close these positions down, or else, you know, your firm, or we will, need to take action to mitigate the risk. So that's how the multiplier effect, causes havoc or is an issue in the back end operations for a company like SogoTrade.
Yeah, certainly in these days when everyone and their mother is flocking into those big name equities like Google, like Amazon, like Chipotle, at least previously Chipotle before they got cut in half, and of course Apple, these are pricey names. And if you don't remember that multiplier, you may not really realize how much of an outlay you're looking at until you get that call from John over at Sogo saying, hey, it's time to put a second mortgage on your house because you have to buy 100 shares of Apple stock. So a good topic for us to hit on again. And I'm sure if you want to find out more about multipliers, you can, of course, visit theoptionsinsider.com or the education section over at Sogo Trade, or, of course, call up Dan and the boys over at Market Taker Mentoring. They'll be happy to walk you through that that concept. Before we run into the mail call segment, you guys, Dan or John, you guys have any other basic concepts you think are worth hitting on again right now before we dive into the listener questions?
Yeah, the one thing I wanted to touch on again was, you know, why options? And, you know, as you guys have talked about in the past, options can provide a great leverage. They can be – the most popular strategy is the cover to call, and that can be an income producer. But they're also a risk reducers. And I think that's very important for the customer to understand that they aren't just – you know, let's just buy some calls and let's just take a speculative chance. They are, if used properly, you can do many different things with options.
Yes, a very flexible product. In fact, you have many options, pun intended, when you're trading options. And of course, that's what this show is all about, exploring all of those options you have when you're trading options. But speaking of basic concepts and all the concepts we've been hitting on here in basic training, we've received a lot of great feedback from you, the listener, on our earlier segments and our earlier shows we did before our summer hiatus there. So I think it's a great time now to dive into our mail call segment and give you, the listener, a chance to take the reins on the show.
Mail call. Time to look at questions submitted by our listeners.
All right, and this is, of course, the mail call segment, and this is where you, the listener, get to submit your questions for us, the hosts, and we have a lot of great questions about basic options concepts here that fit in well with our return to basics, as you will, our theme for this program. And we're going to kick things off here with a Facebook question from Tom Scott. And he writes, If I decide that I no longer want to hold my options positions, can I exercise them prior to the expiration date of the contract? Thanks, and I hope you bring the show back soon. Well, the answer to that second part of your question is we're glad you like the show there, Tom. And we are bringing it back right now so you can check out the feed and hopefully get up to speed on all of the topics we're discussing here and plan to discuss on future episodes of Options Bootcamp. As for your primary question, can you exercise your options early? The answer is yes, but it's a let's just call it a guarded yes, because it's not something you really ever want to do except for a few scenarios where you want to capture a dividend or a few other scenarios where you really have an incentive to exercise early. Because remember, we discussed on earlier programs the Greeks and concepts like what goes into an options price, like volatility and interest and time premium. All these things make up what we discuss on our earlier programs, the extrinsic value of that option. And when you exercise an option early, you essentially give up all of that extrinsic value that you still have built up on that option's price, which is why usually we see people 99.9% of the time, like we said, unless there's a very special scenario, choosing to sell that option out and collect the full intrinsic and extrinsic value of that option rather than exercising it early and just collecting the intrinsic value of that option. So the answer, Tom, is yes, you can exercise early, but you really, really don't want to unless you have some very special scenarios. And maybe that might be a good topic for a later show, a little more advanced show. We can get into some of the topics. We can get into some of these scenarios where you might want to exercise your options early. Dan or John, anything you want to add to that?
The one thing I wanted to add is that if you decide to do that, you know, you must call up your brokerage, and you, of course, must have the enough equity to take possession of the stock. And if you can't, we won't let you do that. And you then would have to go into the marketplace and sell that option. So customers really should understand the ramifications if they want to exercise their contracts.
Yeah, and, you know, just to elaborate on what Mark was saying a minute ago, you know, Mark's saying, you know, you would never want to do that. And you might be thinking, well, how does Mark know what I want to do? Well, it's because almost...
Because I'm Karnak, Dan. You forgot that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Why Mark's saying that is because almost always you have a better risk reward with a correctly structured option position than holding the stock. You risk less, you have better leverage. You know, almost always there's a better rationale to use a correctly structured option position.
All right, thank you for that question, Tom. And now we're going to move on to an email we got from Alex K. coming out of Minneapolis. And he writes, when I exercise an option, does the stock hit my account immediately or is there a processing time involved? Thank you very much for your fascinating program. I'm learning more about options with every show. Well, Alex, thank you very much again for your kind words. We're glad you liked the show. And as it just so happens, we happen to have an options specialist from a brokerage firm on the show right now who can answer your question specifically. So, John, why don't you walk good old Alex K here through what happens when you actually exercise your options and how long that whole process takes?
Well, what happened was when you exercise an option, you must submit to us and we must process it through our clearing company, the exercise. So you will not be able to, the next day that stock will be in your account, but you will not be able to do anything with that stock immediately.
Yes, and you have that old, the three-day settlement process for the options to come through. Why don't you maybe for our listeners who aren't familiar with the options settlement world and the concept of settlement itself, why don't you give our listeners maybe a quick overview on how options settlement works and how long it takes for these contracts to actually settle?
Well, the option contracts are different than the equity contracts. The options contracts, you know, they settle on a much quicker timetable than the normal equity. And the best thing that you can do to get the real answer to that is to call up your brokerage, or you can call up our margin experts, and they can walk you through how much it would take for the stocks to settle versus the options to settle versus the exercise. And we have people here that specialize in all these margin and settlement issues, because there are different, you know, margin call issues. That's one of the biggest issues that we deal with on a daily basis, is margin calls. And that has to do with settlement and all kinds of margin-related issues. So my recommendation is, if you have a question, feel free to call our customer service, and they will direct you to our margin specialists, and they can certainly give you a much more detailed answer than maybe I can.
You know, that's true. We see a lot of people taking advantage of options expiration and maybe sometimes get 3 free days afloat on an equity before they have to have the cash in their account. So we see a lot of people, you know, taking advantage of that whole settlement process for their own ends. But the moral of the story here, Alex, is that, yes, there is a processing time involved. And as John laid out, it does vary depending on your scenario, if you have the cash in your account and everything else like that. But in general, it's going to be at least a day, if not longer. So count on that when you're exercising your options. And typically, if it's a typical expiration scenario, it's going to expire on a Friday, so you have the weekend anyway, so you're not really going to be trading those stocks instantly the next day anyway. So usually it's a question of the options expire on a Friday, and then you get the stock into your account and everything on Monday. And that's usually the scenario we encounter here. If you're looking for something else, maybe if you're exercising early, then maybe you want to see our answer from the last question first before you even consider doing that. Anything to add there, Dan?
No, you know, just big picture, it's really important that if you're looking at exercising, looking at being assigned, that you know exactly what to expect. Otherwise, you can sure end up with some unpleasant surprises.
Yeah, that's true. That gets back into the whole educational process and understanding how these positions perform and how they look at expiration, so you understand exactly what's going to be hitting your account or what your capital requirements are going to be post-expiration, so you don't have any of those surprise calls from John in the middle of the night. No one wants to get one of those. I know I hate when I get those all the time, John.
I don't mind when you call me John.
We try to – we're very – aware of expiration. And so what we normally do is, on a Wednesday or Thursday, we'll send out emails to our customers that have expiring positions, giving them a heads up. Hey, you know, you have options that are going to expire on this Friday. You know, please be aware of that. And you may need to take action to close them out. We also, on Friday during the day, if we see customers that have positions that they can't cover, they don't have enough money, I will have my guys call them up and say, hey, please take action. Because if they don't take action, then sometimes we are forced to take action either before the market closes or after the market closes. And then we're all at risk, the customer and the firm. So my advice is to just be aware, like Dan said, of your positions, because there could be some unintended nasty consequences if you aren't aware of the ramifications of a position being assigned or exercised.
And, you know, this is typically something like expiration and assignment. These are things we usually don't hit on that often, because they used to be a once a month phenomenon. But now, with the advent of weeklies and the fact that everyone loves trading in and out of these weeklies every day, it's like you mentioned earlier, John, really expiration is every week now. And so that really changes the scenario and brings questions like this, makes them a little bit, moves them a little closer to the fore, I would think, for a lot of people, because this is a much more frequent basis. I'm sure you guys over there in the brokerage world love the fact that every Friday is now Expiration Friday, John.
I love every expiration because it creates more business for us. Some of the guys that work here, when it first came out, were like, you know, weren't on the same page. I think weeklies are an incredible invention, and I wish when I was trading them that we had them, because, you know, a perfect example, and Dan can speak to this too, I'm sure, is that if you, like, I love to trade earnings, and I trade Apple, and for a long period of time, the Apple earnings would be the Thursday or Wednesday before July expiration, October expiration, but at some point that switched, so now the earnings came the following week after expiration, and now you were dealing with options that, you know, even after the earnings were going to expire 2 or 3 weeks later. But now we have weekly options. So they're event options, and they're just a great way for customers to trade the front month at the money, and the action junkies, it's just a great thing for them.
Yeah, it certainly has been a boon to the business overall, but certainly from a workload perspective, I know a lot of you guys probably are getting a few more sleepless nights every Thursday night going into Friday. Of course, maybe you sleep better on the weekends because of it. I don't know. So maybe it's a give and take there. And we're going to finish up here with a quick Twitter question from Diamond J. This one hits on a similar premise as what we heard of from Alex just now. He writes, is premium for a short put immediately credited to my account or held until expiration? This is, of course, a scenario where someone's coming in writing a short put. We've discussed this on, I believe it was episode 2 or episode 3, what is entailed with writing a short put, using it as perhaps an alternative entry tool for a long equity position. But he's asking, once I sell that put, what happens to that money? So, John, again, a good time to have you on the show to answer Mr. Diamond J here. But what happens to his premium when he sells those puts?
Yeah, sure. This answer is kind of a tricky answer. The answer is that, yes, it is credited to your account, but there's a but here, is held as part of the equity margin requirement to hold the position. In other words, if you sell a naked put or a naked call, there's a margin requirement. So yes, your account is credited, the amount is credited, but it's also held. So even though it sounds like I'm saying contradictory things, it's actually that you can't sell the puts and collect the premium and then next day take the money out. It's credited to your account, but it's actually held. So the answer is yes and no. I hope I didn't confuse 20 people with that answer.
Well, you know, that's something that's worth, I think, discussing. That is, of course, the opportunity cost to these types of trades. People think they could come in and just blast out a number of different naked short options across a variety of products, and they're just collecting all of this premium that's lining up in their accounts, and then they could turn around and trade with that capital that they have in their accounts. And unfortunately, it doesn't quite work that way, or perhaps fortunately, I should say, depending on your risk outlook. But exactly what John said, where once you sell that put, the premium does hit your account, but it has to be reserved, at least a portion of it, depending on what you're trading, for that margin requirement. Because as we've seen, you know, these trades can go against you. You could be writing puts at the 300 level in Netflix from last summer, and we all know how well those trades worked out. So there is certainly risk entailed with these naked short trades, and so your brokerage firm is going to keep some margin on hand to offset that risk, and that usually consumes the bulk, if not all, of that premium that you collected. That's not to say that goes away. That's just held until, like you said, the options position is closed out or it expires. And then, of course, you're credited whatever remaining balance is left there. If the put went in your favor, then you keep all of it. If not, you'll keep some portion, or perhaps you'll pay out a little more. But and that might be a good topic to explore down the road, John and Dan, perhaps for a future episode as well, is some of the margin aspects of options and how they work and how that plays into trading different things like Reg T versus portfolio margining and all span margining. It's not the most sexy of topics, but it's very important when you're actually starting to trade options on a more sophisticated level to understand these things and how they work. Dan, do you walk through that stuff with your mentees when they come over to Market Taker?
Yeah, I do, because it's really important for a couple reasons. I mean, one is just from a cash management, you know, oh, well, if I'm selling these puts, I'm taking money into my account. Well, yeah, you are, but you're putting up a bunch of money for margin, you better have that on hand. Also, from a P&L standpoint, it's really easy to say, well, I bought these calls at 2, I sold them for 3, I made 50%. But if I sell a credit spread for $1.50 and I buy it back for 50 cents, yeah, I made $1, but what does that look like in percentage terms? I mean, I took in a credit the first time, so you kind of have to use margin, and I go through a lot of that stuff with my students.
So again, another good topic perhaps for a future episode of Options Bootcamp. And speaking of future episodes, we'll have to look forward to one of those, because unfortunately, that is going to do it for the mail call segment, and that's also going to do it for this triumphant return episode of Options Bootcamp. I, of course, want to thank my cohorts here, my partners in crime, of course, my fellow drill instructor, Dan Passarelli from Market Taker Mentoring. If you want to learn more about what Dan and the boys are up to, then by all means, surf on over to MarketTakerMentoring.com. Dan, anything coming up that might be interesting for our listeners?
Oh, yeah, I've got lots of good stuff. Our group coaching class, which is just sort of ongoing. People can enroll anytime. We've been doing that for a while, and that's become our most popular class, and getting really great feedback and a lot of people inquiring about that. That's about the most exciting thing we've got going on over here.
You sound dripping with enthusiasm when you say that, Dan. I love it. But of course, and I also want to thank our new partners here on the Options Bootcamp program to help us bring this show back to you and really provide a lot of great options educational content to you, the listener, absolutely for free. Our friends over there at Sogo Trade, by all means, surf on over to www.sogotrade.com to learn more about what they have to offer you, including, like the man said in the introduction, 100 free trades if you open up a new account. So that gives you plenty of time to kick the tires and light the fires, as they say, and really figure out if this platform is for you. So, John, before we wrap up here, is anything else you'd like to add on your inaugural appearance here on Options Bootcamp, or anything you'd like to let our listeners know about what's coming up over at Sogo?
Well, the one thing I want to stress again is that as an ex-trader, and now I trade personally, and so does Dan and Mark, I'm a strong advocate of options, and I think I think it should be part of every retail or institution's portfolio. And I think that you are almost negligent financially if you don't at least try to learn about options and see how it can reduce your risk, enhance your income, and do other things. So, we here at Sogo Trade are again, very excited to be teaming with Dan and Mark and the OptionsInsider.com. And we look forward to many more podcasts in the future.
All right, listeners, thank you, of course, for tuning back in to Options Bootcamp, or if this is your first program, thank you for joining us, and by all means, check out our previous episodes if you haven't already. They're available in iTunes, at theoptionsinsider.com, at markettaker.com, or, of course, at sogotrade.com, or even at stitcher.com, where you could stream them to the mobile device of your choosing. And, of course, we want to thank you all for tuning in and downloading and streaming and subscribing to this program and making it such a success. And we'll see you next time right here on Options Bootcamp.
Options Bootcamp is brought to you by Sogo Trade, an extraordinary value in online trading. Why pay more for the same trade when Sogo Trade can deliver for less? Options commissions are just $5 per ticket and 50 cents per contract, and just $3 for stock and ETF trades. Open a new account today and receive 100 free trades. Visit www.sogotrade.com to learn more about all our free trading tools, educational resources, and other resources available to you to enhance your trading experience. Remember, options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. For more information, please read the characteristics and risks of standardized options available at www.sogotrade.com. Options Bootcamp is produced by the Options Insider, Inc. All rights reserved.